Joining us right now from the New England Patriots, guy who had the hit of the night last night, at least in my opinion, where he nearly took Devon Bess out of his shoes. Brandon Merriweather joins us. Hey, Brandon, Dale, and Michael, how are you?
I'm all right. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Doing
how are you?
Doing pretty good. So, did you stay down in Miami, Brandon?
Nah. I came home. I had to come up here and see my little girl.
What'd you think of how that game played out last night? You almost had two different games. The first half, very competitive and very close. Second half, fireworks.
Yeah, I loved it. I loved it. I think we came out the second half and played very well. You know, we gave up a lot of yards, but we didn't, we didn't break.
I think we got a reporter here. We got a new guy, a reporter who likes to ask a lot of tough questions, so we're going to let him.
A reporter?
It's a football reporter.
Hold on, y'all changing on me now, right?
Yeah. We got a guy who asked some pretty incredible questions, so I'm going to let him ask you a question. We got him right here.
I'm listening.
You gonna ask him any tough questions?
Nah, I'll let him pass. Dude.
Oh, what's up, big bro? How you
what's
doing?
What's up, baby boy?
You mad at us, Vince? You mad at us? You were mad at everybody last night. You mad at us?
Did you guys pick us to lose?
I did.
Yep, I'm mad at you.
Okay, he didn't. He picked you to win.
Hey, it is what it is, man. We knew what we have in this locker room, and I say it all the time. Everybody outside looking in, and we're inside looking in. And you know what? 53-man roster, practice squad, a couple, however many that is. We knew what this team is. We knew exactly. We know exactly what we have in this team, and we showed it. We showed it. So it's kind of hard. To come to work and in your own backyard, and you have your, beat writers for your own team that see you every day, and every last one of them go against you. And, they have a job to do. I understand that. But at the same token, you wonder why guys act the way they act sometimes with them because of stuff like that. So, you know what? Last night, like I told them, you guys have all the answers. We're going to keep on doing what we do. And you know what? This team that we have here, I'm very, very happy with this team. We responded. This game, meant a lot, not just because of a division win. It was set up for us to either fail or move forward. And I think everybody knew how to approach this game.
Brandon, were you motivated by some of the things that Vince was talking about? Were you motivated by some of these folks who said the Dolphins were going to win the game?
Oh yeah. That's something that motivated everybody on the team. When you come into a game and nobody in America thinks you're going to win except the people that's in the people that's next to you that play along to you. It's great. You're going there. You're the underdog. Me personally, I love being the underdog. Everybody, counting you out and thinking you're gonna lose and until the end of the game, and then you surprise everybody. But like Vince said, I'm happy with the team. I think the coaches did a great job, and I think we gave a little glimpse of what we could be.
Let me ask you guys both this, okay? Devil's advocate, if you ask the average reporter what a cover five is or what zone dogs are. They don't know. So why do you guys care what reporters think?
That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I mean, from what we've done and where we've been, this is 7 years for me here. I don't think I never seen everybody like that go against us. And I'm not living in the past. It's just that real. I'm the last one to pay attention to media and what the media say and all that. But you know what? At some point, it'll come by my dad's score. It'll come by, with for me. somebody put it up in around the facility. And at first I saw it, but I really didn't pay it no attention. I was like, okay, you know, some stats they putting up. But when I actually said, you know, walked by and seen it, and I seen everybody, and like I say, our own people just going against us, it was like, that's pretty interesting. So, you know what? I can sit here and be pissed off all day and all morning, but I'm not going to do that. It's okay, because you know what? At the end of the day, going into this game, I knew we had a real good chance of making this game getting out of hand. And I said and told my wife, I said, you know what? I think we're going to play some real, real good football, and we're going to score a lot of points. I said a lot of people are going to step up. I just felt it. I haven't felt that way in a game in a long, 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 long time. And it started with practice. I mean, it always comes back to practice. I looked around and I seen everybody aware. Everybody is out there having fun. Everybody knew exactly what we were doing. They knew the plays and everything. And I was like, it's going to be a special night for us, especially a division game, Miami Dolphins, Monday Night Football. The stage is set. We knew it was going to be a physical ball game. And you know what? We went out there and we played and we executed the way we practiced. And that's the thing you want to look at going forward. You know what? And I tip my hat to my teammates and the coaching staff, because we all put everything we had into this. And that's how it's going to have to be from here on out. We're going to have to pull together as a team, and the people that's in that locker room. We're going to have to stick together, because sometimes it may happen like nobody pick us to win but ourselves. But I knew going into this game, I was happy with the game plan. Only thing we had to do was execute, and we did it.
Brandon, I'm going to let you go here, but before we do, I want to ask you a question. I mentioned the hit you put on Devon Bess. I saw the entire defense, to my mind, hit harder than I've seen them hit maybe in a couple of years here. Did you guys feel that was as physical a game as you guys have played defensively in a while?
Yes. In my opinion, yes, because the whole week, you know, my whole mentality was be more physical. You know, we knew the Dolphins was physical. We know a lot of teams that we play, we're gonna have to be physical. So you know, last night, I just had asked all our corners and all our linebackers, you know, can we be a little more physical? You know, let's just try our best to, you know, out physical everybody. So, and I think, to be honest, we answered the bell.
Brandon, we appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Appreciate you. All right, big bro.
All right, baby boy.
Take care. We're still talking with Vince Wilfork. I don't know what to call you anymore. I used to call you nose tackle Vince Wilfork, but you're everywhere now. I mean, you are all over the defensive line now. And you know what? I don't think Tony Sparano thought it was within the rules for you to play defensive end, because they looked a little mystified by it.
You know what? Like, what it is. Tell them what it is.
Dale, point blank. Point blank. I'm going to tell you point blank, Dale. Lineman.
There we go. There
I'm
we
a
go.
Defensive lineman, right? So.
Exactly. You know, and you know, like
you
I said.
You got
to
throw a point blank in there, though.
Point blank. Yeah, there we go. But you know what? Excuse me. Like I said, we liked the matchups we had. We liked the game plan. We put the game plan in effect in practice. And when we can be ahead of the game, and an extra day of practice helped us also. Because we got a chance to work on some things that we probably wouldn't have got a chance to work on if we didn't have an extra day. So, but we answered the call. I mean, that's the thing. We answered the call, man. And you know, everybody was clicking. Everybody, you know, the special teams, amazing.
Special teams were unbelievable.
Amazing. Amazing. Offense, they went out. They handled their business, man. And defense, we handled ours. You know, so to me, you know, it's always something. It's always something. You know, the Patriots can't start fast, so we start fast. The Patriots can't finish games. Okay, well, 35-7 in the second half this week. What it was, 21-14 last week. So we starting to put together a complete game. And that's what we're going to need. I mean, it won't get any easier. I guarantee you that. But The guys understand, you know what, we have to move forward from this, take this W and move forward, heal up, because once we get back, we on for a ride. So, but I'm very happy with, you know, leaving South Beach and especially away game on Monday night to get your basically your first away win against a team like the Dolphins. And don't get me wrong, that's probably one of the tougher teams around in the NFL, the Dolphins. But you know what? We wanted it. Last night we wanted it, and it showed. So we're going to need that day in and day out now.
Well, you broke down a lot of the criticism that's been answered, at least this week. Winning on the road against a quality opponent, you got that. Performing in the second half like you do in the first half, you got that. You performed better in the second half than you did in the first half. Making a lot of plays. Not giving up many points, those things were answered. But there's been a question about the attitude. I mean, you already had some guys this year who have been benched. Do you get the sense? I know players play and coaches coach, but do you get the sense from being in that room that everybody is on the same wavelength and the guys are listening and tuned in now?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's tuned in because you know what? You have guys like myself. You got Mayo. You got, you know, Merriweather. You got James Sanders. You got – around the board, you got the Moss, you have, you know, Kevin Falk still, you have Brady, Matt Light, Copen, you have all these guys that been around here for a while, and things change. So we just got to make sure that, you know, the guys that's who getting shuffled around, they stay with us and understand what is going on. And you know what, for the most part, they understand. They answer the call. I mean, they're not pouting. These guys, you know, these guys are coming to work, working hard, and trying to get on the field. So the last thing we need is a guy, you know, who's not playing as much benched, and now all of a sudden, you know, he's pouting. He don't want to play when he get in. He don't act like he don't want to play. I feel that's not the case. I think those guys are actually going out even more and working harder. And that's how you build a team. You know, that's how you build a team, man. And it starts with us, 53-man roster, you know, with our, you know, guys on the practice squad, with our coaching staff. That's all we have. That's all we have. You know, at the end of the day, that's all we have. We have fans, don't get me wrong. But at the end of the day, we know exactly what we have. We know it. So, and we have a great group of guys that want to win and want to play this game the right way. So, and you can win a lot of ball games like that. And we stepped up, and this won't be the last time we're going to have to step up in someone else's home or even our edit home. So we got to put one foot in front of the other, keep our head down, keep striding, and you know what, get better each week. And I think we're doing it. I think every week we're doing something, we're improving on something. The more games we play, the more experience guys get, more confidence guys get. And after a while, you know, once you get in week 6, 7, and 8, you know, teams going to be they're going to have their identity. They're not trying, you know, different plays. They're going to know exactly what their team is made of. So we have to know that also. So we're heading in the right direction, you know, and we just have to continue that.
There was a great segment pregame last night, one of those NFL film things where they had you mic'd up in the Buffalo game.
Yeah.
And at one point, you're sitting on the bench, and I wasn't sure who you were talking to, one of your teammates on the bench, and you said, I don't have a tackle.
Yeah.
I don't have a tackle in this game.
Yeah.
I mean, you know full well that we don't measure the import and the success or failure of a nose tackle based on tackles. But does it bother you when you come out of a game and there's zeros beside your name on the stat sheet?
Yeah, I think I had one assist. I think. I can't remember. But, yeah, I'm competitive, very competitive. And I want to have tackles. You know, I want sacks. And, you know, that just – it is what it is there. But, yeah, we have a sign up in the locker room, and they say mental toughness is – doing what's right for the team when everything is not going right for yourself. And, well, that's one of the things I thought about out there on the field. As I was playing, you know, I said, you know what, let me just continue to do my job. Everybody else can, you know, feed off of me. And it happened, you know. And that's one thing I thought about on the field. And I was like, you know what, it won't be too many days I won't walk away feeling like that. But as long as I accomplish something for my teammates, and my teammates were successful and we got the W, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. So, but I remember exactly me sitting on the sideline saying that, and I kind of figured they was going to have that one on there.
Yeah, you know, you have an interesting job, 3-4 nose tackle at times. You know, that wasn't the case last night. Do you think somebody has to play nose really to understand what a nose goes through? Because yeah, I mean, it's a different kind of breed.
Yeah, you know what?
Especially a two gapping.
Yeah, I think people know, like my teammates know what it is down there, but they really never felt being a nose tackle. I mean, it's one thing to know what a nose tackle doing; it's another thing to feel a nose tackle what he's going through. And but for the most part, they understand. Okay, V, you down in the trenches. You getting banged up, you contact every play, you two, you got one, you got three, you got all this, and sometimes people don't realize how quick things happen down there. I mean, you reading, you know, sometimes I'm reading, shoot, I go from one side of the line to the other side to the backfield, and I'm basically reading everyone at times, but some nose tackles do, some don't, nose tackles don't, but I like to know what's going on when I'm out there. And formation tells me everything. Looking at, you know, it's just a knack. You feel certain things on the field. And sometimes I just feel it's going to be a pass play. Or I just feel this guy's going to down block, he's going to pull. Or sometimes I see. But it's, you know, nose tackle is tough. But you know what? You got to love it to play it. You can't go down there half playing, half stepping. If you don't want to contact, that's not the position for you. But that's my thing. I love contact. I love playing. And my thing is always I want to hit the guy before they hit me. And I always thought like that. And it is what it is, baby.
You know, that's what the phrase came from, a musician's musician. Like if you were a bass player or you're a drum player, you look at or drummer, you look at other drummers and other bass players and be like, you know what? I like what he does. As a nose tackle, who do you look at and say, and that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, man,
I like the way he plays the position.
We got some good nose tackles out there. Casey, he's been playing this thing for a long time. Sean Rogers now, he's so athletic down there. I mean, he basically getting turned, you know, a nose tackle into D-tackle / nose tackle because of his style of play. Jamal Williams, you know, he's another one that plays this position well. Even the Goddard, you know, he play around the board. He's a hell of a player, and I sit and I watch all those guys. I'm not the type of player where, you know, I made two Pro Bowls or whatever, and you know, I've been on the Super Bowl team, and you know, I got all the answers. That's not the case. I'll sit back and watch film on these guys and. When I get a chance, you know, if I see him, hey, ask him, just talk football with him. And I'm pretty sure they do the same thing because when I talk to them, they ask me the same thing. Hey, man, how come you do this like this here? You know, and it's like, you know, two technicians talking to each other. And nobody understand that lingo but us because we're nose tackling. We're talking and linebackers are listening to us and they are going on about their business. But but you do have good nose tackles out there. And I always look to learn something and figure something out. If I have problems, I always turn to Pep. If Pep can't give me no answer, most times he do. I just talk to guys.
That's the emotion to guys sometimes. On the field, when you're down and you motion to the linebackers, you must be seeing something and say, okay, the play is – and that's that field thing you're talking about. The play is coming here. Be ready for this.
Yeah. I mean, that's – I put a lot of time in, you know, watching film and just studying guys and looking at, you know, formations and looking at how if a guy look at me a certain way, I get a good feeling on something. But, yeah, I always try to bring something to the table to my defensive players. And if that's a pass, let them know if it's I see a pass, that's what it is. If it's a run, I let them know, let's be run. So, majority of the time, I'm right more than I'm wrong. So, but of course, you have those times where I'm completely wrong, and I screw it up, Bill. That was my fault. I told him this, and you know, I get a cursing now and gone on about my business. But Hey, it is what it is. It's football. I'm always trying to find an edge and something to help our team. And that's one thing, you know, I try to do that I can bring to the table is watch a lot of film and study these guys. Been playing for a while, and certain formation triggers something. Some things trigger me. And that's what it is.
Hey, Dale, you want to tell him he's been called out by somebody?
I was going to say, I mean, you're a little owly anyway. I mean,
oh,
you were a little owly yesterday. You arrived a little owly
you
today.
You have been called out.
And let me just say this, at the risk of taking this negatively, on the day after a big win, your quarterback and fellow captain, Tom Brady, talked about you this morning.
You versus Vince in a 20-yard dash.
Chill, Vince.
Man, boy, look here.
We need to be close.
Man, let me tell you something, Tommy boy.
Wouldn't even be close, he said.
Man, Tom, he running quicksand, and he have cement boots on when he's running. That's first and foremost. Man, I would kill Tom.
Wouldn't even be close,
I think, was the quote.
Let me tell you something. I tell you what. Whatever he want to do, we can do it. We'll do that one. Yeah, don't let the size fool you, Tommy boy.
Chill,
So now would it be a close one? Would it be close? You get it? I mean, just like photo finish?
No, it won't be no photo finish.
It wouldn't even be close.
You know what? I look like Zenyatta. For your horse fans out there, I look like Zenyatta, and he'll look like, I don't know.
Some Clydesdale.
Yeah, I don't even know. I can't even name, but yeah, it won't be close. Get out of here, Tom.
You want to give him a head start?
No, I'm not giving him nothing. First of all, Tom don't know how to get off on the ball. See, he's an offensive player, so he's all about cadence. I move when people move, and when the ball move, I shoot.
And he's just lucky you're not shooting at him, right?
Exactly. Man, tell me, boy, we're going to have us a big debut, baby. We're going to set us a big debut out there in the parking lot, and we're going to have our track shoes on. We're going to do it.
Congratulations on the win yesterday.
Thanks,
guys. Good to see you.
Now, just for the record. Just for the record. Just so when the beat writers come and talk to you, they will come talk to you and say, Vince, I heard what you had to say. Are they allowed to? They allowed to pick against the Patriots ever? Are they ever allowed to say, "All right, I'm looking at the matchups. I see the Patriots here. I see Team X here.
Hey,
I think this team has the event."
They got a job to do, and like I said, I can't fault them for that. But
they got a job to do, but you'll hold it against them.
Yeah, I mean
that's the bottom. You will hold it against them,
man. That's it is what it is, and like I said, I'm going into this game is just maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. I just felt so good about this game, and I just couldn't understand how, you know, basically everybody wrote us off. Maybe it's me. But it is. I don't care. But
yeah,
trust me,
tell.
they got a lot of us motivated, and they got a lot of us that proved a lot of people wrong yesterday's show.
But it doesn't take that to get you motivated.
No, but that was like an extra jug. Like I say, that's like your parents telling you, "Oh, you won't do this. You can't do this." Oh, you say, "You see me every day. What do you mean?" Okay, that's the same thing. I mean, it's in house, and not one person that I seen picked us from here.
He did. That man right there did.
In fact, he said it
wouldn't even be close.
I'm telling you.
Like Brady said, it wouldn't be close with him.
Man, get out of here, Tom. But, I didn't see one. You're the only one I heard of that picked us. And, like I said, we deal with these guys every day. And it was kind of something. It was something that triggered me. That, you know what? It got me going.
I could tell. Hey, by the way, as if you needed further proof that this is big boy football, you know, this is the real deal. The Dolphins fired their special teams coach this morning.
When?
This morning.
Wow. Well, we don't have anything to do with that.
No, not much. We got to get out of here. Vince Wilfork joining us here on Sports Radio WEEI.
All right, guys.